No more stumbling up the stairs. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. No more stumbling up the stairs. How often do you stumble up the stairs? Really? You think, surely not I. Not I. I don't stumble up the stairs. I walk up the stairs meaningfully and properly and wonderfully. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm alert, alive. I'm filled with joy and enthusiasm. And every person who is alert, alive, with joy and enthusiasm, walks up the stairs meaningfully. They lift their feet perfectly. They know exactly what the height of the stair is. They know exactly how the depth of the stair is. They move up the stair beautifully. They walk along the path beautifully. They walk along all of life beautifully. But when you don't care about life and you don't care about yourself and you are going downhill mentally in some way or other, you stumble up the stairs. You stumble as you walk on a flat pavement. Some little tiny stone, some little sand grain might be lying there on the pavement, and you stumble over it. You say, how stupid that you don't do things like that. Well, you surely do. You surely do, because you're not lifting your feet and you're not putting them down with knowledge that you're doing it perfectly, that you know exactly where to put your feet, you know exactly how to do it, and you don't think about it. But you are enthused about life. You are in love with life. And if you're in love with life, you don't stumble along. You say, look at that doddering old fool. He's stumbling along. He's stumbling along because he has no interest in life. But you put his grandson in front of him, and he will change. You put something that motivates him, and he will change. You put something in front of grandma, and grandma is sort of just tottering through life and just saying, oh, soon I will be gone, and you'll miss me. And yes, we'll miss you with love, because we won't have to worry about you anymore. But the thing is, that shouldn't be a way that we live any moment of our life, that we want to plan on leaving, we want to plan on dying, we want to plan on giving up. You can give up whether you're a young person, a middle-aged person, an old person. You can give up anywhere along the line by just not being excited about what you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. Now, if you're walking up the staircase and you want to get to the top, and you're thinking, the top is where I'm going. Well, right away, you lift up your feet properly. Your feet have eyes in them, virtually. They know exactly where the steps are. They know exactly how deep they are. You have walked it before. And if you've never walked it before, your feet still know. You can be in the dark and going up a staircase, and you know exactly how deep those stairs are, how high those stairs are, and how you must raise your feet and move your feet to accommodate you on the staircase. You know. You know it perfectly. Now, why do you stumble? You stumble because you're giving up. Remember that. If you ever stumble, it's because you're giving up. You're not caring about life. You're not caring about who and what you are. You're not caring about why you are walking up the staircase. You're not thinking of anything at all except that you're a poor, poor sad sack. And as a poor sad sack, you only get poorer and more sad sacked. Life becomes a burden. Life becomes no fun at all. And you say, let's quit. Let's quit. And you do. You can hardly lift your spoon to your mouth. You have no enthusiasm for life. But if somebody says, fire! Oh, my goodness, everybody jumps to their feet and runs to the fire exit. Somehow they're going to get out of it. They want to live. And yet they've been acting like they want to die. Give anybody motivation. Give anybody a desire. Give anybody a direction in life. And they will rise to it. They will rise higher and accomplish all the goals that they set for themselves without realizing they're setting them. When a young person comes to an older person and says, would you give me some advice on how you accomplished your success? Now, the young person may have in his mind, maybe you give me some money. But the old person hears, give him some advice. Oh, that's fine. Sit right down here. Now, the way that I became successful was that I found something I loved, and then I pursued it. I found something I loved, and then I created myself talented in pursuing that thing that I loved. I trained myself in the skill necessary to accomplish that which I loved. I trained myself. I train myself every day. I train myself every night. It's just like the basketball or the baseball or football or players, all the sports people and soccer people. They train in their spare time. They go home and they're bouncing their ball. They go home and they're doing their thing. They're practicing their hold on their golf club. They're doing all these things. They're preparing themselves for greatness. They're not stumbling up the staircase of life. They're not saying, oh, I don't know if I'll be able to hit the ball hard enough or do it. They put the ball where they want to put it, in the basket, down the field. They do it perfectly. They know what they're doing. They're in love with the game. And the skill comes right along with it. And with the skill, they lift their feet the right height. We look at the young people running across the soccer field. My goodness, what a long stretch of land. And they're back and forth and back and forth. They are so excited about the game, so thrilled with the game, so enthralled with everything the game has to play and say to them, that they're after that ball. They're after their role in the game. And they're excited. And when the game is over, do they say, oh, I got to rest. No. They're even more excited. If they win, they lift up their teammates and say, hallelujah. If they lose, they say, well, we played a good game. We had, and we did this right, and we did that right, and we did the other thing. And they look at their successes in the game, and they don't look at their failures. They look at their successes and say, those are areas we want to improve even more. They don't want to improve their failures. They don't want to learn by their failures. People tell you they want to learn by their failures. Well, they don't. They want to learn by their successes. And as they learn by their successes, what do they learn? They learn how to be even more successful. When you lift your feet up and you walk up the staircase with joy in your heart, you do that with an abandon, with a magnificence in you, and your feet are always in the right place. You're not stumbling along. You're not finding the staircase. You are using the staircase as your way to rise, as your way to climb, as your way to run. You jump from stair to stair, and you do it with ease and with precision, with perfection. You don't stumble on the stairs. You stumble on the stairs, you're out of the game. You stumble on the playing field, you're out of the game. You stumble through life, and you're out of the game. And when you take your excitement for the game, the excitement for the walking up the staircase, the excitement for everything, then you're in the game of life. You are its master. You are playing it for the fun of it, for the joy of it, for the excitement of it. You are the excitement of it. When we stumble through life, we're telling ourselves, and that's the most important one, that we're giving up. We're telling our friends and our neighbors and our associates and our people who play with the game with us that we're not interested in the game anymore. Oh, don't count me out. I'm not going to play. Count me out. I'm not going to do this. Count me out. And what do they say about people who grow old? They say if they keep an interest in crossword puzzles, if they keep an interest in life, if they keep an interest in something, they do not grow old. And how do little children grow up? They have an interest in something. Some teacher, some parent, some person, some peer shows them something and says, oh boy, this is what I'm going to do. Oh boy, this is wonderful. Oh boy. And the excitement, it rubs off on them. And they want to do it too, even though it's miles down the road from their talent. And they find, even though it's miles down the road with their talent, they can do it. They can do it because their enthusiasm carries them through to accomplish whatever it is they want to accomplish. And it doesn't matter what it is they want to accomplish. They can accomplish it because they have the enthusiasm. There's no more stumbling upstairs for them. There's no more saying later. There's no more saying, I'd like to, but I can't. There's no more saying, others are better than I am. There's only saying, I like the game. I like the fun of the game. I like doing it. I like achieving it. I like running the mile. When I was a teenager, I was out for track in high school. And every morning I'd get up bright and early and I'd go down to the park. And I would run along the river for several miles. And I'd run this way and that way. In the freezing winter of Wisconsin, in the freezing winters when the snow was on the ground, when everything was terrible, I would run in somebody else's path. Because down there, the snow plows didn't go and people didn't shovel it. And I'd run through the snow and I'd run through this. I'd take my dog along and he'd love it too, every day. Well now, was that important? It was fun. It was joyous. It was something that excited me. It was something that said, yes, you can do this. Yes, you can do this. Now check yourself when you go to school and get on the track and see how well you run. What is your time? How well do you do the mile? How well do you do these things? How well do you jump the track? How well do you do it? And when you say that, then you are excited about life. You'll never stumble through life again. You'll never do dumb things again that say to you, I can't. You'll only do things that say, is it interesting? Is it exciting? Is it something that turns me on? Is it something that gives me pleasure? Is it something that makes me feel that it's wonderful to do? Is it something that I delight in doing because it's fun, fun, fun? Be yourself and have fun. Wow, how true that is. Whenever I'm being myself and having fun, I am not stumbling. I am walking through life confident, knowingly. I lift my feet at the right level, in the right way, at the right time, and I do it right every time. Oh, we've talked about stepping on your heel first or stepping on your toe first as you're running along to step on your flat of your palm of your foot or whatever it is. What are you doing? You're having fun. And if you don't do it that way, if your coach says do it one way and you don't quite make it, but you do it your way and you do it well, you're happy. Now, you may want to eventually accomplish what the coach wants to tell you, but until you like doing what you're doing, you'll never do it perfectly and you'll never do it like your coach wants you to do it, like the world expects an athlete to do it. A skillful runner, a skillful person. Are we that person? Are we that delightful person? Are we that amazing person? We can be. What is your illumination today? What is your desire today? What is your goal for you today? No more stumbling up the stairs. Now you walk with confidence. You walk with joy. You walk with skill. You walk with delight. And as you walk with this delight, this confidence, this skill, what happens? You feel 10 feet tall. You feel that life is wonderful. You feel that all the world is really worth pursuing. You feel that you're coming in first. You're coming in fantastic. You're coming in magnificent. And you're wonderful. And truly, that's what it's all about. Believe in yourself. Walk with confidence. Live with excitement and joy in your heart. Be yourself and have fun. And know, I love you. I love you. I love you.